You're listening to Mocha Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Yes, sir, people, that time of the evening where you join us on After Dinner Mints, the segment called The Family Room, a segment that is, alhamdulillah, featuring our very own Maulana Salim Karim. And Maulana is someone that is very efficacious. You know, people love him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many hearts have been turned towards Maulana Salim Karim for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his days when he was an athlete there in his part of the world, in Ladysmith, javelin, long distance, shot put. He was also brilliant at cricket and soccer and so forth. But when he took to the field of being an alim, alhamdulillah, there too, you know, people, I can tell you, not half baked and this, that. He went the whole mile. He went, he left his hometown, he went overseas, and when he came back, he became an asset to the people of South Africa, to the Muslims of South Africa. And you know, wherever he goes, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, East London, King Williamstown, they embrace and celebrate him. And also my cousin Imam Jamada, hey, he loves our Maulana. Maulana Salim Karim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, a beautiful evening, Maulana?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shafad bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat, Allah ta'ala grant you sihati kamila, Allah ta'ala inna minal bayani la sihra. It's a beautiful saying that sometime, you know, aapki zuban aur alfaz mein taaseer hoti hai. When you choose your words, it has such an impact that when you speak to somebody, it just softens the heart and tears roll automatically. One, or either it brings a beautiful smile. So, Mulana, Allah Ta'ala has given you, Shafad Bhai, this beautiful quality that, alhamdulillah, any field you can put you in, you can multitask. And this Allah Ta'ala gives to selected people in the Ummah. So Allah has chosen you, Allah Ta'ala grant you ikhlas, long life, and take great work. We as simpletons, inshallah, will continue with our work, and we have a message to deliver, and we have a duty to perform. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do, inshallah, with khushu and khuzu.
I mean, Maulana, you know what? Maulana, I just want to add this because, you know, you are such a beautiful human being that thora mera tuti puti Urdu suno. Dunya dil se lagakar, dunya se kya milega? Yaad hai khuda ki unko, unko khuda milega. Har cheez hai mitne wali, kya hai khwab ka bharosa? Ye dunya aane jaane, kya hai maut ka tikana? Go, Maulana, I mean, it ties in with our, you know, our topic where we say, keep the family happy all the time. And if you keep that couplet in mind, you know what? You'll do that. Because, you know, we're all holiday makers here. We're here for a short while. Why must you have that an unhappy? Make it a happy family. Maulana, it's all yours. Bismillah.
Jagah ji lagani ki dunya nahi hai, Shafad bhai. Jagah ji lagani ki nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi.
Allah
ji, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi. Allah Pak sent all of us for a purpose, Shafad bhai, and so beautifully Allah Ta'ala has analyzed it for us in the Quran. Ki wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. So let's make this dunya purposeful. Let's use it as a springboard for the akhirat. The greatest joy any mu'min and Muslim can achieve is Didari Ilahi. That Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq that we could see Bari Ta'ala on our naked eyes on the day of Qiyamah. In this dunya, it's not possible. We are fani. We all will perish. Allah Ta'ala huwal hayyul qayyum. Allah Ta'ala is forever and ever. So, Shafad bhai, good topic. How to keep the family happy? You know, when Allah has given us a family, you feel so complete, you feel so protected, you feel so honored. Because there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ. Whenever Muslims are united and they are together, then Allah Ta'ala's help and nusrat is always prevalent. You see, in the Battle of Badr, Shabbat Bhai, 313 Sahaba, weaponless or limited weapons, and on the other side, a fully fledged army with all the sophisticated weapons. Rasulullah cried to Allah Ta'ala the whole night. Bari Ta'ala, this is a small group, my Sahaba. Allah, I'm leaving them in your hands. I'm leaving and placing my trust in your hands. Rasulullah cried the whole night. Finally, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Ya Rasulullah, bas kijiye. You have cried so much. Stop now. And Allah is there for us. So, respected brothers, when we have a family, one is we have a blood family. In other words, we share a mother and a father. And one is a global family. And that's what Allah Pak is saying to us. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Best of you are best to their families. But in this ayat, Allah Pak is saying that brotherhood and unity in Islam is so important. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Definitely, the believers are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ. So make peace between your brothers. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And remain conscious of Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that you may receive mercy. Universal ayat of the Quran, powerful verse to show that not only as a family, we are brothers and sisters, father and mother, alhamdulillah, through the link of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are all one family. Respected brothers, if we want to enjoy a good life, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We want barakah in our rozi. One of the most beautiful things is to make dua for each other and keep our family ties. Make your home a place for the family to worship Allah. If you want this family to be united and blessed by Allah Rabbul Alameen, and we all wish that for our families. We are so broken up, Shafat Bhai. Small, small family, but no love, no muhabbat, no respect, no visiting, no kindness, no politeness. Each one for himself. No. Respected brothers, our strength lies in unity, respect, and muhabbat. So what should be our Islamic lifestyle as a family? What are the lessons that we should take? Number one, make home a place for the family to worship Allah. In that house where Quran is not read, it's a haunted house. There's no mercy of Allah. In that house where there's dogs, photographs, and where the women folk of the house do not cover their heads, Allah's mercy doesn't descend in that house. We can try so much. We can try do so much. Bye-bye. And likewise, in that home where somebody is napar, a person had conjugal rights with his wife, whether it's a male and female, and they haven't taken ghusl, if every sunrise, Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat does not come in that house. And so many times you find young couples. Today we have, mashallah, modern bathrooms and showers. Immediately after fulfilling your conjugal rights, go and make ghusl. Be in the state of taqi and purity. Allah Ta'ala has angels protecting you. But some people are just so lazy. Shafat Bhai, first of all, they have missed their tahajjud salah. They have missed their fajr salah. At sunrise, they are still sleeping. The whole day is spoiled. There is no barakah. There is no khair. So that's why there should be an amir in the house. One instruction from one person, and all will follow, irrespective. So if you want to make your home a place a safe haven. Make home a place for the family to worship Allah. The fatwa, you and I build houses. Mm. We buy houses. We want the best swimming pool. We want the best view. The question arises, do we really make a place for ibadat in our homes? The smallest room or the smallest portion of the house, we will say this is the musalla of the house. Allahu Akbar. But for the TV, we have a huge lounge. Gee, 8 meters by 8 meters. It's like a mini cinema. But when it comes for ibadat, where your wife, your children, you can sit and supplicate to Allah and cry to Allah. So in some homes, they don't even have a musalla. Some homes, they don't have even a Qur'an Kareem. Gee, some days, no musallis at all. Namaz is not ever to be seen in that house. How will Allah's muhabbat prevail in that home, Shafan? No, we have to change. So make home a place for the family to worship Allah. So make sure that whenever you buy a house, or whenever you're building a house, make sure the priority is to make sure that you have a place safely and specifically for your salah and for your ibadat and for your family. Imagine after Asr or after Maghrib, the whole family is sitting together. Like how we sit on the eating table, so much of muhabbat and barakah. We all are sitting and making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, keep shaitan out of the house. When you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, shafa'at back. Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm so worried about my family. What's going to happen to them? When we all are concerned, we are in the same scenario today. What must I do? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahabi, that when you enter your home, greet. Because there are malaikas and angels at home. They will respond to your salam. And if there's nobody, farishtas will respond to your salam. So when you enter your home, make salam. Ask you and myself this question, Shafat Bhai, do we follow this sunnah? Why there is no muhabbat in that house? One of the major reasons, Shafat Bhai, there is no concept of salam in that house. When we walk into the house, no salam. When we leave the house, no salam. We wake up in the morning, no salam. It's not prevalent. So keep shaitan out of that house. Rasulullah said to the Sahabi, if you want Allah's protection and you want khair and afiyat, then when you enter your house, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Number two, read Durood Sharif once. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salli. Thirdly, recite Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Allahul Adeem, brothers, take this wazifa direct from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want khair, afiyat, barakah, protection and safety and security, simple, three simple, beautiful sunnat. When you enter your home, make salam. Number two, recite Durood Sharif. And number three, recite Surah Ikhlas. This Sahabi took this beautiful advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he practiced upon it. And a few days later, Rasulullah meets him and asks him, what's your situation now? And he says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, after I have followed your instructions and practiced what you asked me to do, Allah has given me so much of barakah in my house, I have no place to keep the stuff. Not only that, ya Rasulullah, I see the benefit of this beautiful amal that you gave me to do. In the house of my neighbor, Allah has given them also khair and barakah. So, Dostar Chizo, if you want to kick shaitan out of your house, then alhamdulillah, establish namaz, one. Number two, recite Surah Baqarah at least once a week in your home. Read your sunan and nawafil at home. The first, go and read it in the masjid. Number three, let's learn to respect kindness and trust. Rule a family affair. That should be the rule and criteria, that there should be discipline amongst every family member. No one is above the law. Instill respect, kindness and trust. Rule a family affair. Number four, foster a culture of Islamic learning and knowledge. There should be taaleem at home, Sefad Bhai. This is lacking in us. we have all sorts of mashuras and meetings and decision meetings. The concept and culture of Islamic learning and knowledge is not formed. It's lacking. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We want to bring the family together, at least spend 10 minutes or 15 minutes after Maghrib or after Isha. Get the whole family together. Let's read Fazail-e-Amal or whichever Islamic book, Risiratun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All those beautiful kitab that we have. Read a page from there, a passage from there. Explain to the children the Sirat-e-Mustafa, Alhamdulillah. The Sunnatul Anbiya, the Sunnah. Beautiful kitabs that prevail. And see how, inshallah, when there's a mahal of deen, how much of peace and sukoon that we allow. Make a family decision through mutual consultation. Whenever there's a decision to be made, how to keep the family happy, this is what I'm saying. Don't do things without mashwara. It may look small to you, but many minds put together, Shafat Bhai, and Allah Ta'ala always blesses whenever shura and mashura is done. وَأَمْرُهُمْ shura. Sahaba Ikram had one beautiful quality, and so did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But whenever he spoke to the Sahaba Ikram, it was through the beautiful concept of mashura. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the one who was best to his wife, and I'm the best of you to my wife. But subhanAllah, the kingpin at home is the wife, is the mother. She should be nek, she should be pious, she should be kind, she should be loving. So the best of you is the one who is the best to his wife. And Rasulullah says, I lead by example, and I'm the best of you to my wife. Now let's look at Rasulullah's akhlaq and bring this into our family lives. Why can't we do that, Shafada? We can do it. Who was Rasulullah, rahmatul lil alameen? A multifaceted diamond. If you look at that diamond in every direction, it has a shine, it has a glitter, it has a gloss. That's exactly how Rasulullah's life was. In every department, Rasulullah was excellent. So if we bring this beautiful quality of rahmatul lil alameen into our family life, we'll have an excellent life. Number one, he was the most beautiful companionship. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, you know, Habibi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a loving husband that he would come and greet us. Rasulullah would come and hug us. And sometimes Rasulullah would leave for salah, he would kiss us on the forehead. Kana basaman, you find Rasulullah smiling. Whenever he came to us, there was a beautiful smile on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, why can't we have this? Well, as a husband, when I come home, why can't I behave with my wife and children in the same manner? Ya is rahmatun lil alameen on one side. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct on the day of Qiyamah, on the day on the night of Miraj. Rasulullah is in conversation with Allah. The greatest maqam, the greatest meeting, the greatest status. Gee, we're khaliq and abd, Allahu Akbar. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Allah Pak is saying, I took my banda. See? Allahu Akbar. And look at the height of Rasulullah's ta'alluq and muhabbat and khawfi ilahi, ishqi ilahi, that Rasulullah is talking to Allah Rabbul Alameen and come down right to his family, and how humble and simple Rasulullah is, will and was always till the day of Qiyamah be the role model for us. One. Number two, Rasulullah was always joyful. These are all beautiful qualities. Good companionship with your wives, good companionship with your children. Be a joyful person. Don't be a busan qantarira. Don't be a bulldog face. You come home, have a beautiful smile. Look handsome, look smart, look happy. Rasulullah was always joyful. Rasulullah was always playful with his family. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah was humorous. He would play. We don't even play with our wives. We are so angry sometimes, or we got no time. we just reject their advances sometimes. They want to be hugged. They want to be spoken. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be appreciated. No, we don't have the time. Ya nahmatun lil alameen, Muhammadur Rasulullah, playful with his family. Allahu Akbar. He would treat them affectionately. Sometimes our tongue gets tied, Shafad Bhai. Affectionately.
You got it, Maulana. You're a teacher. You're a teacher. Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, Shafad Bhai. He would spend generously on them. Very generous for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would make his wives laugh. Rasulullah would spread humor when old lady comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that Allah gives me Jannah. So Rasulullah looked at her, old lady, grey hair. See, Rasulullah said, Buddhi log Jannah mein nahi jayenge. Old ladies won't go to Jannah. She burst out crying. And she walked away. Rasulullah sent one sahabi to call her back and said, Ma, in Jannat, look at the humor. She misunderstood Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, old people not going to go to Jannat. Buddhi log Jannat mein nahi jayenge. Obviously, you'll feel disappointed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma, what I was trying to say, that Allah Pak has promised us, we the ummah of Rasulullah, all of us in Jannat, men and women, will be 33 years of age. Shafad Bhai, you're a badshah. You're a princess at the age of 33. Everything is perfect. Beauty, appearance. Take any aspect of insaniyat at the age of 33, subhanAllah. It's just like beautiful flower. Fully mature in every department. Rasulullah said, what I meant was, Ma, that old people won't go into Jannat. Old ladies won't go into Jannat. I meant that Allah will keep us young, all of us till the day of Qiyamah, in Jannah, and insha'Allah ladhi, forever and ever, we all will be 33 years of age. SubhanAllah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have some laughter with his family. And now and again, Rasulullah had a race with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So far, I don't know, the Ismingo hills, you've got a lot of hills there. I don't think we can have a race there, inshallah. If we run, we may just run into the sea. But whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one or two occasions, Rasulullah was all alone, with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was very young at that age. And Rasulullah said to her one day, come, let's have a race. There's nobody here seeing us. Let's have a race. Let's see who can beat who. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was young and energetic. She beat the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was proud of it. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I beat you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at her and said, Alhamdulillah. Sometimes later, again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on journey. And Rasulullah now says to her, can we now have a race again? And she gladly said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, let's have a race. And by now, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had picked up some weight, Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah said, okay, now let's have a race again, once more. And this time Rasulullah beat her. So Rasulullah said, square up now, tilka bi tilka, we square up now. In the first occasion, you won, the second occasion, I won. The point here, respected brother, see Rasulullah is rahmatul lil alameen. To what level of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam is keeping the family happy, is making Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala feel happy and loved and cared. And lastly, Rasulullah would show love towards them. To this extent, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, you know, whenever I used to drink something, and I used to see what Rasulullah used to do, Rasulullah would put his mouth exactly where I drank from, or vice versa. I would see where Rasulullah drank from the glass, and I put my mouth right there. SubhanAllah. That's why Rasulullah said, one morsel of food in the mouth of your wife is an act of charity. So Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, isn't that lustful? That's lust. Rasulullah said, if you took that same morsel of food and put it into a strange woman, wouldn't that lead to zina? So they said, gee, definitely. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that sign of muhabbat, that act of muhabbat of taking a morsel of food and putting it into your wife's mouth is an act of charity. So subhanAllah, we are talking how to keep the family happy. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates this beautiful hadith that whoever is pleased to have his provision expanded and his lifespan extended, then let him keep good relationship with his family. What a beautiful hadith. This hadith should always be in the forefront for us, Shafa'at Bhai, that Rasulullah Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala is narrating this beautiful hadith that whoever is pleased to have his provision expanded, that Allah ta'ala opened the doors of rozi for him and his lifespan extended, Allah ta'ala give you a longer life, let him keep good relationship with his family. So in a nutshell, Shafa'at Bhai, Allah ta'ala keep the families united. See? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is a warning for all of us, do not ever break your relationship with a member of your family. Even if he breaks the relationship with you. Allahu Akbar. Shafa'at Bhai, I'm not talking to my brother, I'm not talking to my sister, I'm not talking to my uncle. 10 years gone, 20 years gone, 30 years gone. He's sick, I'll never visit him. If he's dead, I won't attend his janazah. Allahu Akbar. If you do not speak to your Muslim brother, gee, for more than 3 days, you're not talking to him. None of your ibadat is accepted, none of your du'as are accepted, none of your good deeds are accepted by Allah. So all the effort that you are making, all these umrahs that you are making, all the zikr that you are making, is all going futile. Can you imagine how important it is in Islam, Shafa'at Bhai, to keep family ties? Rasulullah said, do not ever break relationships with a member of your family, even if he breaks relationship with you. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Shafa'at Bhai, in a nutshell, in parting words, what are the factors that make a family happy in Islam? Number one is attention. When you give attention to your family members. Number two, you care for them. And number three, appreciation and praise. If your son has done well, praise him. If your daughter has done well, praise them. Give them du'as. Give them incentive. Shower them with gifts and love. Take care of them. So give the attention that each and every member of the family receives. Take care for them when they're sick, when they are parishan, they're depressed. Set them down. Share in their joy and grief, Shafa'at Bhai. And then third thing is appreciate what each one does for each one. If your son is doing something for you, the mother is doing something for you, the brothers and sisters are doing something for each other, let there be appreciation and praise. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Shafa'at Bhai. Allah Ta'ala keep our families united. Make dua for each other. In the absence of each other, make dua. Respect each other and forgive each other. Pyar se raho. Ye Allah se bhi khush rahega. Live with love and joy. Allah will also be pleased with you.
JazakAllah khairan, Maulana. Very comprehensive indeed. And inshallah, quite a few questions come, but I'll pose it tomorrow on our marriage and miscarriage, Maulana. You have a lovely, beautiful day ahead. Evening ahead. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.